U.S. ground forces in Iraq have crossed the Euphrates River, the passage that leads directly to the capital, Baghdad. But U.S. military commanders say the troops could also be within striking distance of Saddam Hussein's artillery, which they fear could be filled with deadly chemicals. Early Tuesday afternoon, the 37 Cavalry Squadron of the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division crossed the Euphrates River. M1 Abrams tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles came under fire from Iraqi forces as they rumbled across the desert and over the bridge. U.S. Air Force A-10 ground attack aircraft called Warthogs provided the 37 with close air support. Iraqi forces destroyed the bridge with explosives shortly after another 3rd Infantry Division crossed over, but the closer U.S. military units moved toward Baghdad, military commanders are growing increasingly concerned that Iraq could use chemical weapons against U.S. troops. U.S. Army 5th Corps Chemical Officer Major Daniel Goodale Porter said, battle planners believe Saddam Hussein has in place what they're calling the Red Line.
The Red Line is a physical line that we draw on the map that we think that Saddam Hussein and his folks are going to feel pressured enough to actually use weapons of mass destruction.
The line is a circle, an area roughly 50 kilometers outside the capital. The thinking here at Army Command Center is that as soon as U.S. troops cross that line, Saddam Hussein could use his troops to fire chemical weapons. Some places within the circle are heavily populated. Major Goodale Porter says the U.S. military's concern about chemical warfare extends beyond its troops.
Civilians don't have any protective equipment, they're not trained, they don't know how to act, so there is a potential for a lot of civilian casualties.
The latest intelligence shows some units of Saddam Hussein's elite Republican Guards moving heavy rocket artillery and reinforcing fighting positions in areas southwest of Baghdad. U.S. military commanders say the movement of artillery indicates that troops may already be in place. The troops are most likely from the Medina unit of the Republican Guards, one of the main targets for the U.S. military in the campaign to remove Saddam Hussein from power. Alicia Root, VOA News, Central Iraq.